Hello, I'm Alex. Welcome to the English Radio Program. I'm joined today at the start of the new year by Neil.
Hello, Alex. I'm really excited about 2018, but last year was great too. It was so great that I'm thinking about making my own time capsule.
Really? A time capsule? You mean a kind of box or container where you can store objects and information so that people in the future, yourself included, will know how we lived right now?
That's it. And I'm already collecting items. My old mobile phone, which I don't use anymore, and a sweater with a snowman on it my granny gave me that I never wear.
You never wear?
It's a pretty silly sweater, Alex. She said it's to make me remember that she loves me, but it is not comfortable and I never wear it.
Well, you've got to choose the items you wish to keep as a memory of our time very carefully. It's a historical record. That usually means a piece of writing or a narrative of events at a particular time. Well, let's discuss time capsules some more. Here's a question to test your knowledge of time capsules. The International Time Capsule Society is at Oglethorpe University in Atlanta in the US, and it studies time capsules. According to this organization, how many time capsules are there in the world today? Is it A, up to 15,000, B, up to 150,000, or C, up to 1,500,000?
I'm going to go for A, 15,000.
Okay, up to 15,000.
That's the one.
Okay, well, as usual, you'll have the answer to that question at the end of the program. Right now, let's talk more about time capsules. One of them was in the news in the last couple of weeks. A capsule was found in a public building in Boston.
Ah, I never heard about this. Historians believe it was put there by Samuel Adams and Paul Revere and other American revolutionaries in the 1700s. These men were very important in American history.
Where was this time capsule hidden?
Ah, the time capsule was hidden in one of the walls in the Massachusetts State House building. They think it is from 1795. The historians think it has old money and newspapers in it.
Yes, the time capsule's items date from over 200 years ago, so the historians are worried about opening it. The newspapers particularly might have gone bad over time.
Paper doesn't last long, but my mobile phone, the one I'm going to put in my own time capsule, will be eternal. It means it will exist forever, and the historians of the future will be grateful.
Well, if you want to make the historians happy, put things which are current in your life and things you actually use in your time capsule. There are famous capsules to be opened. The American company Westinghouse created two of them, one for the 1939 New York World's Fair and the other for the same event in 1964.
And when are they going to open it?
In the 25th century.
Wow. Well, that's it, Alex. I'm going home and I'm going to start working on my own time capsule.
Good. I'm glad to see you're so enthusiastic, Neil. But be careful not to make the mistake these guys in the Riddle Junior School here in England made. They put their items in a box 25 years ago and they buried the capsule in the garden.
And what happened to it? It isn't centuries later, but it might be interesting for these people who are now adults to see what's inside.
Well, it would have been interesting, but it didn't happen. The school principal said that they all looked around the garden, and they even dug three different holes in the garden. But they could not find the time capsule. It had old money, letters, and some other things. But these things are now lost.
They forgot where they buried it.
Yes. And before I forget, let's go back to the question I asked at the beginning of the program.
You asked, how many time capsules are in the world today?
Yes, and the options were up to 15,000, up to 150,000, or up to 1,500,000, and you said...
Yes, I said up to 15,000.
And this is the right answer.
Hurrah!
Well done. Yes, the International Time Capsule Society has set up a list of time capsules, and it says there are 10,000 to 15,000 time capsules worldwide. And the organization believes that more than 80% of all time capsules are lost and will not be opened on their intended date.
Well, I will remember where I kept mine, that's for sure.
Good for you. Well, that's it from us for the moment. Thanks for speaking with me today, Neil.
Bye.